Joining me to talk about the projects and accessibility in sport, Sonali Rai, the RNIB's Audio Description Technology Manager, and Alice Holloway, a Senior Project Manager for the RNIB. Thanks both for speaking to us today.
Thanks very much for having us.
Yeah, indeed.
And Alice, how is Action Audio different to normal audio description?
Yeah, so Action Audio is really exciting because it uses the Hawkeye technology, which people might be familiar with in tennis, which determines whether the ball is in or out and all those kinds of things, to turn that information into some extra kind of sound that people are able to understand kind of where the ball is on the court. So it's really exciting because it's making commentary and within tennis specifically more accessible to people with sight loss who might not always get kind of a necessarily the most inclusive experience.
And Action Audio have been working on this with the LTA and other groups. What's the involvement of C-Sport Differently been in the project?
The LTA, the Lawn Tennis Association, who are who've been leading on this work with Action Audio, are one of our six NGB partners. So working really closely with RNIB and British Blind Sport to tackle some of the biggest barriers that exist within sport and activity for people with sight loss, and really try and open up tennis specifically to new audiences, and in this case, people with sight loss. So we've been working really closely with the LTA on this initiative. Obviously, RNIB and British Blind Sport are really supportive of this and want to try and open up a whole new audience to tennis to get them potentially more involved in the future and maybe even try some tennis as well.
Yeah, and what does it mean to see sport differently, to have a major name like the LTA so clearly committed to making sport more accessible to blind and partially sighted people?
It's fabulous to have the likes of the LTA involved. You know, obviously they're a major player within the sports sector. The kind of the reach and the expertise that they bring to the programme is really, really beneficial. And actually, it's so exciting to be partnering on this initiative in particular, because this could be huge. Well, it is huge for and a huge first for sport and broadcast in the UK in general. If the feedback is positive from this, you know, then this technology could be used across other tennis events or even other sports, making watching major sporting events much more accessible to blind and partially sighted people and hopefully many others as well. So really excited to have the LTA on board, and RNIB and British Blind Sport are working quite closely with them and will continue to throughout the rest of the programme.
And Sonali, why do you think the option for tennis fans to have live access to Action Audio is such an important step?
I think it's a really important step because we need to make watching sports accessible as much as, you know, all the other content is. So, for example, we've had audio description on television since the early 2000s, and it's gone a long way in making films, documentaries, non-fiction content, dramas, very, very accessible so people can participate in those experiences. But sports is a really big thing as well. And 2022, it's the year of sport. You've got the annual events, but you've got the Commonwealth Games, you've got the World Cup coming up, and the 2024 Summer Olympics are not far. So we have been doing a lot of work with the broadcasters to look at how can we make live broadcasts of different sports accessible for blind and partially sighted people. We've been hosting lots of focus groups around, you know, what form of commentary would be suitable, whether you need a proper audio description, a traditional audio description, or do you need an integrated commentary or an enhanced track, which is a completely different track, or would a radio commentary suffice? So at the moment, the only option, for example, if you're watching football on BBC, is you switch to a red button, and that's how you get the radio commentary, and that's an accessible experience. But a lot of viewers are now coming back and saying the radio commentary is changing. It's written very much for someone who can relate to an experience visually. So, which means you're actually cutting people out from that basic experience of watching sports. So I think it's an excellent development, and really, really looking forward to seeing what sort of feedback we get from tennis fans in the UK and how this can be extended into different sports, because I think the potential is immense.
There's a big push now for improvements to audio description services across broadcasters, which is being led by the RNIB. What does more access to AD services give visually impaired viewers?
I think what it gives them is an equivalent experience. So at the moment, as a sighted viewer, you can log on to any service or any channel and just, you know, tune into any program that you want to watch. That is the same experience that blind and partially sighted viewers should have. you should be able to log on to any streaming service, any platform, and be able to watch any program that you want to watch. Now, yes, we're in complete agreement and we completely understand that not all programs can be audio described. There are various barriers for having traditional audio description. For example, there are certain programs that need audio description, that would benefit from description, but there is no space to fit audio description in. So in that case, we need to look for other innovative ways to make those programs accessible. And I think Action Audio is a great way, especially for something as specific as tennis and maybe extending into other sports. So what we need are innovative solutions. But at the end of the day, we want an equivalent experience.
And the developers are hoping to expand Action Audio coverage in the future, not just in tennis, but in other sports as well. Alice, is that something that CSport Differently is hoping to support?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're hoping that this extra coverage will encourage more people into trying tennis or blind tennis. You know, there's nothing to say that if you watch, then you'll definitely want to play. But with more blind and partially sighted people being able to enjoy the Cinch Championships this weekend, it may inspire people who don't currently play to have a go this summer. And obviously, the LTA and RNIB and British Blind Sport working with the LTA to open up tennis in this way. You know, it's actually about having everyone having equal opportunities to get involved. So, and, you know, whether people choose to or not is their individual choice, but it's about having that opportunity if you want to. One of the biggest barriers, you know, we found in the research last year from the CSport Differently programme is that often people don't know, there might be a big appetite to get involved, but actually people don't know how or where to get involved. So alongside the sports sector, British Blind Sport have developed a range of incredible tools to find the right activity. So you can go on and have a look and maybe find whether you want to do something at home or whether you want to do something locally at part of a club. There's lots of different ways to get active. And to find out some of those different ways, you can head over to the CSport Differently website, which is csportdifferently.org.uk.
And it's not just the project with Action Audio that you're working on at the moment. What else is CSport Differently working on over the summer, Alice?
Yeah, so as you say, yeah, this is just one of the ways that RNIB and BBS are working together to raise awareness about how more blind and partially sighted people can get involved in sport and activity. But through the CSport Differently programme, we're really determined to level the playing field for people with sight loss so that every person who wants to get active can do so regardless of their sight. Obviously, to do this, we need to work hard to kind of change the perceptions that sight loss is a barrier to sport or physical activity. You know, we know lots of people with sight loss do participate and love playing sport or getting active regularly, really feeling the benefits. But across the sports sector and amongst people with sight loss, even themselves sometimes, you know, working to kind of equip organisations and people with those positive behaviours and working within the sports and sight loss sector to tackle the biggest barriers that currently restrict participation. So coming up over the summer, hopefully you'll see a bit more from our campaign, our CSport Differently campaign, which launched last year, you know, talking about the different ways, as I mentioned, that people can get involved. We've got shortly, we'll be launching an ambassador initiative. So RNIB and BBS will be looking for people with sight loss to champion the work of its CSport Differently programme. And if you're currently, if you already take part in local sport or physical activity and you'd be happy to share your experiences with other blind or partially sighted people, we'd love you to get involved. So look out for that over the summer as well. And then there's lots of other good stuff working with the national governing bodies, the likes of the LTA and the FA, upskilling the workforce and also looking at how we can make spectator venues themselves more accessible. So, yeah, there's a lot of very exciting stuff coming up and I'd love to come back and talk to you guys a bit more about that in the future.
Fantastic. And a big weekend of tennis ahead of us. And it's great that it's able to be enjoyed by a lot more people now. Sonali Rai, RNIB's Audio Description Technology Manager, and Alice Holloway, Senior Project Manager for the RNIB. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Fabulous. Thanks for having us.